Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise.
Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than any place else. More movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a difference.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is Roy BCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, sponsored today by Rick from Ohio. Thanks, Rick, for supporting the show. I think I've given up on the whole dice rolling thing each day to pick the sponsors, because after doing some serious math, I figured out that that doesn't make the sponsors disappear any faster. So I'm going to have to figure out some other kind of scheme to deal with my overflowing sponsor list. That's kind of the best problem ever, isn't it? If any of you listeners would like to add to my problems, all you have to do is sign up for the Patreon on patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus and pledge as much money as you possibly can each month to make more things happen at PLA. That's how it's supposed to work anyway. I'm not doing too good lately with all of that. Anyway, today should be a good show. I'm going to do the rest of those FedEx numbers first that Casper sent me. He snapped some pictures of a list of customers at his local FedEx, but only half of them answered last time, so we're going to try the other half and see what happens. So I guess we'll just kind of get started on that. I don't really have any announcements for this show. Oh, except one. Last night, I was on the science show with Sloth. And who else was there? I think Dwight was there. Mistress Morgan was there for a while. Some other people. I can never remember names. But I was on the last half of the science show. And we sent a pizza to Walter White's house, and we called a bunch of lunk alarms, again, as usual. Because that's the theme this week on Prank Call Nation. And the lunk alarm was pretty amazing. I can't remember who did it. Maybe it was Carlito. Oh yeah, Carlito was there last night. But one of the other hosts, they got the Planet Fitness guy to put a customer on the phone for a survey. And he got the customer to reach over and turn on the lunk alarm himself. And he left the lunk alarm running at least 60 seconds. I think a lot longer, actually. While they did the survey, you know, just asked them a bunch of questions, and the whole time the lunk alarm is going off because a customer has turned it on. And that was pretty incredible. I loved that call. I wish I could remember exactly where in the show that it happened, and I'd just steal it out of Sloth's show and put it in my show. But I'm way too lazy for that, so I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you to listen to the science show, which happened on Thursday, March 12th, 2015. Go listen to that, and you will hear some more hilarious lunk alarm pranks. Maybe first, though, we could try one of the calls that we tried last night on Sloth's show, because I really wanted Sloth to call up Walter White's house, and I don't remember what our plan was exactly. I just remember they didn't answer, so Sloth sent them a pizza instead. But the reason I want to do this is because of the story I read about yesterday or the day before, where apparently fans of the show Breaking Bad, there's the scene where Walter White gets pissed, and he has a pizza in his hand, and he throws the pizza up on the roof of the house. And apparently fans think that it's just completely hilarious to go to Walter White's house and throw pizzas on the roof, which is horrible. I mean, it's an old couple living there, and I guess they're having to clean pizzas off of their roof, but it's also kind of funny in a way. And there's this podcast about the new Breaking Bad show, Better Call Saul, where they were talking about this. It has Vince Gilligan. Yes, Gilligan, that's how it's pronounced, I'm sure of this. And the guy that plays Mike from the Breaking Bad show. And they were talking about this, and they were really upset about it, and saying, please, 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 don't throw pizzas on the roof of this house that was used in our show because somebody really lives there now. Anyway, let's give those people a call and see what happens.
A number that does not accept solicitations.
Whoa.
If you are a solicitor, please add this number to your do not call list and hang up now. Otherwise, please press 1 or stay on the line.
That wasn't there last night.
Thank you. Please hold.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, Lewis?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from Domino's Pizza. I'm just calling to confirm an order of a large pepperoni pizza.
Confirm an order?
Yeah, I'm confirming the order you just placed.
Just a minute. My wife just walked in.
Okay.
But did you order pizza?
No. Hello?
Hello. Is this Francis?
Yes.
I'm calling from the Domino's. This is Roy. I'm just calling to confirm your order for a large pepperoni.
I did not order a pizza.
Oh, we show here in the computer you ordered a pizza.
No, I did not order a pizza.
It says...
Somebody is playing a practical joke.
Oh, because it says here on the order it's supposed to be delivered directly to the roof. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, forget about it. It's some asshole that is trying to throw a pizza on the roof.
Oh, why would they do that? That's so rude.
It's a whole 9 yards.
It's a 9 yards.
Bullshit. So just cancel the order.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, I'll cancel it.
So Thank you.
We definitely won't throw a pizza on your roof when she's gone. Okay, well, that was kind of boring, actually. But I had this other plan for last night that also didn't work out because they didn't answer their phone. But there's this scene in Breaking Bad where Walter White, he's pretty sure that there are bad guys hiding in his house. And he wants to confirm this. So he parks down the street and he calls the neighbor to the right of Walter White's house. And he says to the neighbor, "Hey, it's Walter. I left the gas on. Do you think you could go over there and make sure that the gas is not on?" Or something like that. I wish I could remember the exact dialogue. But I'm going to call that neighbor also.
"We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service."
Wow, okay. That wasn't disconnected last night. We apparently caused quite a commotion in the Walter White neighborhood last night. That's really too bad. That could have been kind of fun. So, never mind. I just won't do that one then. Holy crap, did she really change her number? We didn't even get through to her. Anyway, let's get started with the show. Let's try some of these FedEx numbers. It looks like I have about 10 of these left that didn't answer last time.
Hello?
Hello, Julian?
Sylvan, yes?
Hi, this is Dave from FedEx.
Yes, sir?
And I'm calling to let you know that we don't have any packages for you today.
Why are you calling me to let me know that?
Oh, you know, just so you know, it's a new service we offer, and we're just going to call every day that you don't have a package and let you know that there's no packages.
Why would you call me when I don't have a package?
Because, I don't know, it's just a new service we're offering.
Well, I do travel internationally, so if for every time you're going to call me to let me know I don't have a package, I'm going to pay $1.50 a minute.
Yeah, well, they'll only call you once a day, and pretty soon the system is going to be automated. So it'll tell you that you don't have a package.
No,
you didn't let me finish. It'll tell you you don't have a package, and then it'll tell you about special offers for the day here at FedEx.
No, but I'm not. No, you don't understand. I'm not interested to get a phone call every day.
Well, no, it's a service. It's just going to let you know that there's no packages, and that way you don't waste your time coming down here thinking there's a package.
But I don't come to see you when I don't have a package. I don't come every day. Is Christina or Marissa around? Is this a joke, right?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. And she's with another customer right now. But no, I'm just letting you know there's no package here for you today, and I'll give you a call tomorrow and let you know.
No, one way or another. I don't want you to call me. Seriously, Dave, please don't.
No, we're doing this for all the customers now, just to let you know.
Well, then I'll stop shipping with FedEx.
Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick, okay?
Excuse me?
I said don't be a dick.
Excuse me?
What? Because you're saying you're going to go to a competing company. That's kind of
a dick thing to say. You know what? You're going to go and see me. I'm going to see you, and I hope your manager will be on site. I'm not going to be called a D word by someone. Dave, you just crossed a fine line.
Well,
right
you now. Crossed the line saying you're not even going to ship with us anymore. That's bullshit.
Excuse me?
You know, why would you even say that to me? That's so rude.
Hello?
What do you mean? I just told you I don't want to be called every day.
Okay, and then you said, well, I'm going to go to UPS. That's what you were like.
Are you done?
I just don't see what your problem is, telling me you're going to leave us just because I'm providing a service for you.
You're not providing a service right now. You're wasting my time.
You're wasting our time. This is supposed to be a simple phone call. We should have been done with this minutes ago. And you're just being a dick.
I don't mind you hanging up if you're done.
Why don't you hang up, you dick? Oh, weird. He hung up. You know, I think I'm providing valuable market research for FedEx. Because I'm letting them know that this is a service that people probably won't want. At least in the area that I'm calling. Maybe in other areas of the country it could be a really popular service. But we'll never know unless we poll more people. So I'm going to call the next one. See if they're interested in knowing that they don't have a package.
Hello?
Hello, Tony?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, it's Bob from FedEx.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to let you know that you don't have any packages today. No mail, no packages.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
There's nothing here for you.
Thanks, Bob.
So just don't bother coming in.
Okay.
All right, great. Are you happy with the service you received today?
What do you mean?
Was the phone call useful? Was it friendly? How would you rate it?
Oh, no, absolutely. From a scale of 1 through what?
1 to 10.
I'd give it a 10, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's all good.
That's good to hear. Okay, yeah, we'll call you back again tomorrow and let you know if you have a package or not.
Okay.
We're going to call every day from now on.
You see?
Yeah, it's a new service we're offering.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of downtime here, so they're just trying to keep us busy, so we just call. We're going to call every day and let you know if you have a package and if you don't have a package.
I mean, you don't need to do that.
Oh, no, yeah, it's happening. It's definitely going to happen.
What FedEx location is this from anyway?
I'm over on Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, well I'll talk to you tomorrow as soon as the truck leaves.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Uh-huh, sure, no problem. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to mark that one down as a no. Does not want. Even though he was really nice about it. Or maybe he does want it. He's just taken aback by the whole thing. By how convenient it is.
Hello?
Hello, Geraldine?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bob from FedEx.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to let you know that you don't have any packages here today, so there's no reason for you to come in. There's nothing for you to pick up.
Okay. Which FedEx is this?
I'm the one over on Avenue.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't expect to have anything today.
Okay. Well, I'm calling to let you know that there's definitely nothing here for you.
Okay. Why did somebody ask you to call me?
No. It's just it's a new service we're offering, and we're going to call every day and let you know if there's a package or if there's not.
Oh, no, please don't.
I mean,
you don't need to call me.
Well, you're going to need...
I know if I have a package.
Yeah, but you're going to need to know one way or another, right?
If I don't place an order, I know I don't have a package.
Well, you never know. Someone could just send you something unexpectedly.
No, that's not going to happen. Take me off your list, please.
Okay, and also, I need to let you know, did you know we're now offering new printing services? You can have 1,000 sheets of 8.5x11 papers printed for just $4. That's an incredible bargain.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Sure, that's the deal of the day. Tomorrow when I call to let you know that you don't have any packages, there'll be a brand new deal that I'll tell you about.
Please take me off the list. Please don't call me every day.
Oh, no, it's not a list. You're a customer here, and you get packages
right,
sometimes.
But
it's a service.
Okay, I do not want you to call me every day.
Oh, we don't have a system in place yet for you to opt out, you know? So I'm afraid there's nothing I can do. I definitely have to call you again tomorrow.
Well, I'm just going to block your number then.
Well, we have, each of our employees has a cell phone, so we'll just use their cell phones.
Are you serious? This is harassment.
No, it's not harassment. It's just one call a day because we do business together.
That is harassment. That is harassment.
It's not harassment to tell you don't have a package, you idiot. Why would you say that's harassment? That made her hang up. I would call her back to ask why she hung up. But no, then she'll just claim harassment again, so forget it. I'll just mark her down here as a no, does not want for my market research that I'm doing here. Wow, these are all answering today. This is awesome. I didn't think this many of these would answer. Now that I've said that, the rest of them probably won't. But here's Charles.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Hi, you've reached Sarah. I can't come to my phone, so just leave me a message. And,
and of course, now that I said that, nobody else is answering. So I guess that's the end of FedEx calls for today. I still have 5 numbers left, though, so I'm going to go ahead and hang on to this list that Casper gave me. Thanks again, Casper. Oh, you know what I should do? I should call up FedEx as one of the customers and say, what the hell? Why are you being so rude to me? Yeah, that's what I'll do. I guess I should make my caller ID not FedEx, though.
Thank you for calling FedEx office. This is Christina. How can I help you?
Hello, is this the office on Avenue?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just received a call. My name's Scott. Somebody, they called me up and told me that I didn't have a package.
Oh.
And then they...
Yeah, we're not sure why somebody is crank calling a lot of our customers. It doesn't make any sense to us, but it's been happening for a couple of days now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I know, and I know that they get very aggressive and rude on the phone as well.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah. That's what everybody's saying.
What has he said to other people?
I know, and it has our telephone number.
What does?
There.
Oh, yeah, it was on my caller ID.
Exactly. So that's why people are picking up. But yeah, I'm apologize for it. I wish we knew who was doing it or how we can stop them. But
yeah,
they obviously are.
What have they said to other people?
Oh, they've been very rude.
What kind of things? I'm just wondering if
they're swearing and stuff at the customers.
Oh, they didn't swear at me. They just said things about my mom.
Oh, well, that's not very nice either.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure. We're not sure why they're doing it.
And they told me I had a box of puppies that had gotten loose in the store.
Oh, and there's puppies all over. And well, you would hear them if they were.
Oh, yeah, no, I know it's fake now.
Yeah, the other day he was saying that their box was ticking and we were going to put it in the alley.
Ticking?
Which, of course, we could never do.
It was ticking like a bomb or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what he is. So why is it happening? We don't know.
Okay.
Will he stop? Hopefully. But I do apologize for anything he said to you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no problem. I was really confused about the call.
Exactly. A lot of customers started on Wednesday, and if you didn't pick up, then he would not leave a voicemail. So people were like, they had all these missed calls from us, and they're like calling us up, why'd you call me? I'm like, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I had a bunch of missed calls yesterday from you, too.
Exactly.
Weird.
So, unfortunately, it's not,
probably,
not us.
Probably Nigerian scammers or something.
Yeah, I have no idea. Or why would they, why are they mad at us? I don't know.
Yeah, weird. Okay.
Know.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
I have a big penis. Oh, she didn't hear that. And what the hell? I did not say that box was ticking. What did I say? Is that the one where I said I didn't like the box, the way the box was looking at me? Or I just didn't want him to come in to the store for some reason, so I'm like, I'm just going to leave your box in the alley. And that guy lied and said it was ticking. Unless he mistook where I said your box is leaking ticks. I can see how that could be misinterpreted as there's a bomb in the box. One of these days, the police are going to show up at my house and be like, you made a bomb threat phone call. I'll be like, no, just listen to this and you'll understand everything. And then hopefully the guy that made the fake bomb threat claim, he'll get arrested, not me, for the bomb threats. Anyway, okay, I think I'm just going to throw away this list at this point because she's saying that people have been calling them because of all the missed calls. So probably when I finally get a hold of these people that aren't answering, they're going to know something's going on, because I've called all of these people now at least twice. So that's the end of FedEx. Thanks once again, Casper, for stealing a laminated list of FedEx customers and sending them to me. I think he stole the list, because he took pictures of the list, but they didn't look like they were on a counter. They looked like they were in his room or something. Maybe. I don't know for sure. If I had to guess, I would say that Casper is a dirty thief, but I don't know for sure.
Hey, Brad, you piece of crap, you. I'm sitting at work right now with a couple of coworkers, and guess what we're doing?
Gay things?
Well, we're not listening to your podcast because you don't make any fucking episodes anymore, so...
Oh, weird. What am I playing your voicemail on, then?
So, please, please, please start making more episodes. This two-episode-a-week thing is really not working for me.
What about last week when I did one episode? I bet that really pissed him off because this is from over a week ago.
Got a half-hour drive to work every day, half-hour ride home, so I need at least an hour's worth of episodes to listen to on a daily basis.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
I'll get right to work on that. Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm doing horrible lately at producing more stuff. God, I suck. I'll try to do better.
Hey, Brad. It's Dr. Astronaut, and I know when I'm wrong, and I'm man enough to admit it, and I called like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, hey, you should do this prank where people have to walk into stores and get information about the store, and when they were hiring people, and then you could call and say you've been hired, and you said that it sounds like a good idea, but it sounds too complex. Well, I said to myself, screw that, I'll just do it, I'll go on Craigslist, and I'll get all that information, and I'll show you. And you could call these places, and
I'll do my own pranks with hookers and blackjack.
And it was too much work, and I just didn't get around to it. So you were right; I was wrong.
Yay!
It was a bad idea.
I'm always right.
I'm an idiot. Thanks. Also, I'm pretty sure you're dead, and these are pre-recorded shows that have been time sealed or whatever, and to be released upon your death.
Yep.
So my assumption is we have maybe 5 more shows, and. We're going to miss you. All right, bye.
How did he know? Just wait until you guys hear what the very last show is. It's going to blow your minds.
Hey there, it's Corbin calling back with yet another joke I made up.
Yay.
Well, hopefully I made it up. Anyhow.
Crap, I don't have my soundboard on.
What does a cokehead and a phone freak have in common?
I don't know.
They both love the line.
Ba-dum-tsh. I'm sorry I didn't give you the real sound effect. I forgot to turn on the soundboard today. Oops.
Hey, Roy. It's me. Just sitting here.
Fake Uncle Scott.
Just sitting here thinking about you again. Thinking about you and thinking about Jesus.
Yay.
Hey, man, I was listening to a different podcast, and they always have, like, Adam and Eve sponsorships. And I think you need to get, like, an Adam and Eve sponsorship because a lot of your listeners... They could use a lot of pocket pussies and dildos. Because I know I could use a pocket pussy.
Who couldn't?
And a big old dildo. But yeah, you need to get your own code. You could make like $12 a month.
That'd be amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, if anyone shops at Adam and Eve, I've set up codes. DVD or Tim. No, I'm trying to make a joke, but it's not working because I don't remember Distorted View's codes. Distorted View, which is one of my favorite podcasts, does the Adam and Eve thing. I don't think that'd be a really good fit for this show. And besides, I already have a sponsor. Didn't you guys hear it at the very beginning? I played a Blockbuster Video commercial. I mean, Rick is the sponsor of this episode, but also Blockbuster Video. Thank you, Blockbuster, for buying some ad space on the beginning of the show. Let's listen to one last voicemail.
Hey, Roy, I went to Steak and Shake. I pranked the lady who was at Steak and Shake and called while I was right there and told her I was the corporate office. Long story short, I ended up firing her, and she believed it and ran out.
Wow, you're an asshole. Good job. I hope you set things right afterwards somehow, but you probably didn't. I probably wouldn't either. Wow, that's crazy. You're a jerk. I have a prank request here from Christopher. He says, I've been grabbing a few numbers on the Sprint Facebook page and thought I would leave this one for you. And he sent me a screen capture from his cell phone. And it's a lady, I think. She's posting on Sprint's wall, says, hey, I lost my iPhone. Is there any way to find it's currently going straight to voicemail? And Sprint actually replied to that post. They say, I'm sorry to hear this. If the device is going straight to voicemail, 9 times out of 10, the device is turned off. So you won't be able to locate the device if the phone is off. And blah, blah, blah. They say a bunch of other stuff. And then Shea says, thanks. Can you call me now at... And gives me a phone number. I mean, gives them a phone number. And that's the end of the conversation. I'm impressed that Sprint actually takes the time to reply to their customers on their Facebook wall. Unlike Comcast.
Oh.
Hello, is this Shea?
Who?
Shea.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Shea? This is Dave from Sprint Wireless.
Yeah, Dave from Sprint Wireless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Shea?
I have to go. Hello.
Hi, is this Shea?
Yes, is it?
Hi, this is Dave from Sprint Wireless.
How are you?
Pretty good. You don't sound happy to hear from me.
No, I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
How can I help you?
Well, we found your phone. It looks like you lost your phone.
You found my phone?
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, we had the authorities called us and said they found it. They actually, it's the weirdest thing, they found it in Iraq.
What? Hold on.
Okay.
They found my phone in Iraq? What's going on?
In the country of Iraq, I guess.
Okay, hold on. Can you tell my mother how do I get it?
Hello? How did the phone get to Iraq?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why can't I talk to Shea? Like, why does the phone keep getting passed back and forth? I don't understand.
He wants to talk to you.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care who I talk to. I just don't understand. This is so confusing.
Yes?
I don't understand
why. I'm sorry. This is Shea. I'm sorry. I'll take your phone. Yeah, okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, it's in Iraq, and we're trying to get them to send it back. But they're saying that ISIS was using it for some sort of terroristic plot. And they had your phone wired up to some electronics and stuff, and they wanted to find out if you were involved.
I think this is a bogus call. You're not calling from Sprint.
Why do you say
that? Because my phone wasn't wired up for a bomb. I don't know who you are.
I didn't say bomb.
So,
don't put words in my mouth. And I didn't say that you wired it up. I'm saying that when they found it, that's the condition it was in.
Right. Can I have... No, of course I'm not involved. Can I have your ID number from Sprint?
Sure. It's EF4127.
There's no such ID.
How do you know this?
Okay, how do I get back my phone? I don't know really what's going on. I don't know who you are.
All right, first things first. Listen to me. How do you know how our IDs are formatted?
Okay. Listen, I lost my phone in New York City. It doesn't make sense that my phone got to Iraq. I don't know. That doesn't even make sense when you're saying.
Oh, remember that one time I asked you that question about my ID number? I mean, you asked what my ID number was, and I gave it to you. That's how they're formatted. EF4815. Why don't you believe me?
No problem.
You're acting like I'm full of shit. All I'm trying to do is call you up and return your phone, but you apparently don't want it.
No, I believe you. I believe you. I'm sorry. How do I get it back? I would like to have my phone. I have
why'd you call me... Why'd you call me a liar about my ID number?
I apologize, because I've been getting crazy calls the last two weeks with other people saying they're from Sprint.
What?
And I tracked it back with somebody else.
Okay, well, I'm really with Sprint. I don't see why you don't believe me. I'm just saying that Homeland Security called and they found your phone, and it's in Iraq, and it was in the possession of ISIS. They had to kill 9 militants to, to retrieve your phone.
Okay.
Yep. So 9 people are dead now, but you're going to get your phone back. That's the good news.
Okay.
There might be bloodstains on it. I don't know for sure. I haven't seen it. They're saying they're going to ship it to us.
Okay, very good. When am I getting it back?
Well, they say it's on the way. They have to do some forensic tests on it. But it's definitely yours. They checked the ID card, the SIM card on it. And yeah, it's yours.
Okay, fine. So that's good.
I don't think they use it to make any long distance calls, so you're safe there. They were just using the Wi-Fi or something to communicate with a tank and some helicopters.
Okay.
They have their own internal.
So when should I get it back?
Fuck if I know. Why do you keep asking that? I already told you I don't know.
Very nice. Okay, then have a great day. You know, let me talk to your supervisor, because he really helped me out. You want to connect me to your supervisor?
No, I don't really want to. I mean, I could connect you to the other representative that's here next to me, and I'll just have her pretend she's the supervisor. That's standard procedure here. You want me to have someone else pretend she's the supervisor for you? And that'll make you feel better?
Usually they could connect me to... So what exactly did you call me? You tell me that my phone's coming back?
Usually,
back to me, right?
Are you one of those people that just calls up and complains and gets a supervisor every time? That's like a normal thing?
No.
Well, you said usually.
I'm very happy with Sprint.
Okay, well...
I'm very happy with Sprint, actually.
Oh, okay. Because I said usually. Like, usually when you call, you get supervisors, and you just complain a lot.
Right.
Yeah,
this
but
is Sprint's number? Where you call me from, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so when am I getting it? Saying I'm going to get it back soon. Okay, fine. That's what you wanted to tell me, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Where should I mail it to? Just the address on the account?
Oh, no, you have my address. If you're working for Sprint, you have my address,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm asking. Should I mail it to the address on the account, smartass?
Yes. Yes, what address do you have on that account?
I'm not telling you. You could be an identity thief.
Oh, you're not telling me. You're calling me the owner of the phone, but you're not telling me. Okay, fine.
Well, so if you'd like to verify some of your information, then I'll tell you your address. Can I get the last four of your social?
No, that's fine. I'm not going to give you any information now. When I get it, though, I'll keep it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you your phone. If you're not going to verify your address, fuck it. What do I care? We're trying to go above and beyond here.
I'll give my information, okay?
Okay, that's a great idea. You should do that.
It's in the computer, right? That they found it, right?
Right. You stupid hoe.
Perfect. Okay, have a great day.
Bye. Have a nice day. Thank you for using Sprint.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's weird. She's been receiving prank calls for 2 weeks now. I guess I'm not the only person that pranks people on Facebook. Either that or maybe Christopher pranked her already. Her or him, I couldn't tell if that was a male or a female. But thanks, Chris, for sending me the number. That was kind of fun. I love doing prank calls where bombs and dead people and stuff like that are involved. That's always a good idea. Lauren wants me to do some cakes. Some more customized cakes, but she has a specific idea. She wants me to call a place that writes on cakes and say it's my little girl's birthday, ask if they have Disney princess stuff or whatever, but then ask them to write something like, "Happy birthday, you little slut," or something. I think we can give that a try and see what the bakery has to say about that. I can't remember the name of that grocery store that I was doing in Kansas before when I was doing all the cake calls. So I guess I'll just do Fred Meyer.
Christine from the bakery, how may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to order a cake. Can you write on cakes?
Sure, can I get your name?
Sure, my name is Gary.
G-A-R-Y, last name, sir?
Thomas.
T-H-O-M-A-S, what number to reach you?
360-2158.
Okay, would you like a quarter sheet, a half sheet, a full sheet, a double, a single layer?
Oh, just, it's for a child's birthday, so just something...
Small? You know,
maybe, yeah, something small.
So the quarter sheet. Now, what kind of cake would you like? White, chocolate, banana, walnut, or carrot?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. And what kind of icing? White buttercream. Chocolate buttercream, cream cheese, white whip, or chocolate whip?
Chocolate, I guess.
Okay. And now what would you like written on it, sir?
Happy 8th birthday, you slut.
Happy 8th birthday. And can you spell that out for me?
Which part? Which word?
The last part. The last name?
It'd be happy 8th birthday, comma, U, Y-O-U, and then slut.
Y-O-U.
Uh-huh. And then the second word is...
Say it again?
Slut. S-L-U-T.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. I'm not sure if we can even do that.
Oh, okay. Sure, you can. It's
and
fine.
And happy 8th... It's for a child?
Yeah, yeah. She's turning 8 on Monday.
Okay. And then what kind of color and theme?
Do you have anything with Frozen or any Disney princesses?
Oh, yeah. You can actually just come into the store, sir, and we already have some Frozen already in the freezer aisle. That's in our freezer, in our refrigerator.
Okay.
And you can, there's a lot to choose from. Mm-hmm.
All right, great.
Oh, you just want to go ahead and do that?
Oh, you can't just customize it and I'll pick it up?
Well, if it's the one in the freezer, you could just already made for you. It's already put together, or maybe do the one that you're wanting right now, like the chocolate or chocolate.
Oh, sure, yeah, I'll do the chocolate thing. Fuck Frozen.
Oh, okay. So not the Frozen then. Okay.
Yeah.
And when would you, when's the pickup date, sir?
Could I do Monday, maybe around noon?
Monday, noon, okay, and...
Oh, can I change the writing a little bit?
Okay.
Okay, can it say, happy 8th birthday, you sexy slut?
Okay.
No. You sexy whore.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably perfect.
Now, what kind of theme or color would you like written on it? Like colors? Do you have any particular color?
Yellow.
Just yellow on the lettering, sir?
Sure, yeah, that works.
Lettering. Okay, well, then we'll see you Monday at 12 o'clock p.m., sir.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, she was weirded out, but I don't know what I was expecting, really. Maybe anger? I doubt they're really going to make that cake. I bet you a supervisor will see that and be like, what? Nuh-uh. Let me try another location.
Good afternoon, Fred Meyer. How can I help you?
Hello, can I have the bakery?
Okay, transferring you over there, hon.
Thanks. Why is it okay for her to call me hun, but I can't call women sexy tits without them freaking out about it?
Thank you for calling Fred Meyer. This is Heather in the bakery. How can I help you?
Hello, can I have a custom cake made with writing on it?
When did you want it?
Is it too early to get one tomorrow?
No, I could do it for you tomorrow.
Okay. So, yeah, tomorrow.
What size cake did you want?
Just kind of a medium size.
How many people are you feeding, you think?
About...
A double 8-inch round will feed 10 to 12. Quarter sheet will feed up to 24.
We'll do a quarter sheet.
Okay. And can I get your name?
Sure. It's Roy.
Okay. And your phone number?
253-4128.
Okay. And what kind of cake did you want? White, chocolate, red velvet, carrot?
Carrot.
And then do you want cream cheese icing?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay. And then how would you like it decorated? Do you want balloons, streamers, flowers, nothing?
Oh, sure. Well, it's for a girl's birthday party. She's 8. So just something girly, you know.
Okay.
Balloons would be fine.
Okay. Girly balloons. And what would you like me to write on it?
Happy 8th birthday, you little slut.
Whoa. Okay. And...
Oh, wait. Can we change that a little bit? Can it say, happy 8th birthday,
sure.
you sexy little slut.
Okay. And what time you pick it up tomorrow?
Whenever. Maybe noon, if that's not too early.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. And then, all right. Let me see. That's everything. Quarter sheet, girly balloons. $22.99 when you pick it up tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Uh-huh.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, it seems like that's just an okay thing. They're fine with it. Maybe I'll try one last location.
Bakery, this is Tessa. How can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to have a cake made.
When would you like to have it picked up by?
Monday.
Okay, Monday. Okay, do you know what size cake you'd like to do?
I guess just some sort of a medium size.
How many people are you trying to feed?
About 20.
20? So I have a quarter sheet that feeds about 24.
Okay, that works.
Okay. What kind of cake would you like to do? We have white, chocolate, banana walnut, or carrot cake.
Chocolate.
Okay. What kind of icing would you like to do?
White whipped, I guess.
Okay. Any filling?
No, thanks.
No? Okay. Would you like it to say anything on the cake?
Could I have it say, happy 8th birthday, you little slut?
We can't put profanity on the cake, I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, it's not profane, it's, you know, it's fine. It's a nickname.
We still can't do that, I'm sorry.
I'll have, happy 8th birthday, you stupid whore?
Yeah, we still can't do that, I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll just call somewhere else then.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Bye.
Bye. Finally, a place that won't do it. Oh, I should have had her do a sexy little girl or something. Because that's not profane, right? That's completely acceptable. Whatever, I'm done with these. I've done 3 of them. And with that, I guess the show is over. I've been trying to do a bunch of these prank requests, and it's just, I don't know, a lot of things just aren't working out. That's the real reason I never get through all these prank requests. Things just never work out. Before we go, let's take a quick look at Michelle's Twitter account and see if anything exciting's happening in her life. I'm scrolling through and she doesn't look very angry. My interest rate is 9% for Go College. That horrible. Has been unfair this whole time. I so glad if is resolved over. It's kind of funny and ironic, I guess, that post. She's talking about college and she can't spell or form sentences. I be glad to have a ball and chain like debt, like a slavery to me, to be gone. I was not fair, is not fair. I paid a lot of cash to... Okay, then. Good quit smoking cigarette ads geared toward the young aged. When I started doing that, maybe I will stop one day. Who knows? Maybe debt kills, too. Don't ever take out a student loan thinking it will better your life. Never, ever. I have good news for Michelle regarding that. I just read yesterday that they're going to start letting people declare bankruptcy on their student loans. You know, you can lump that in with your bankruptcy debt whenever you do the bankruptcy thing. So, congratulations, Michelle. You might not have to deal with it much longer. I am not here to show some guy how to be, or how I live, or how to live, or anybody. I don't deserve to be myself. I mean, seriously. I am a girl, a woman, that never changes. When does some guy stop get mad at the fact of who I am? God help me. Alright, I'm gonna quit, because she's not angry, so it's... Oh, wait a minute, here we go. This is for the fucktard dude guy. I don't want you fucking meditating on me like a thing, pretending are me to soften up your dumbass. And here's another one. A dude is such a fucktard about the word cool, isn't he? And he is not me, is he? I mean, talk about ruin my worth and health, too. Okay, that's all the Michelle I can handle for the day. I hope that made you happy, Mistress Morgan, that I read Michelle tweets. If anyone would like to see the full collection of Michelle tweets happening in real time, it's twitter.com/M1CHILLE. Please don't harass her. She's got enough problems, I think. That's the end of the show, though. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Rick from Ohio, for being today's sponsor. Rick from Ohio and Blockbuster, but mostly Rick. Now that this is over, you should go listen to The Science Show with Sloth. We did a bunch of Lunk Alarm calls last night. I think those start maybe halfway through the show. Add Phone Losers on Facebook.com/Phone Losers, Twitter.com/Phone Losers, YouTube.com/Phone Losers of America, and, of course, PhoneLosers.org and SnowplowShow.com. And subscribe to the show with a podcast app on your smartphone or computer if you're not doing that already. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you might be missing out on music or other bits that I have to delete because I don't want the show to be banned in other countries. So the best way to listen to the show is through the podcast feed using a podcast app or just directly from the Phone Losers website if you want to do it the hard way. Tonight on Prank Call Nation, we're going to have G-Ad doing the Art of Phone Larking show. That is Friday night in just a few hours from now. Holy crap, it's late. It's taken me forever to put this episode together. But be listening to prankcallnation.com tonight for G-Ad's show, tomorrow night for Mop Writing with Dwight, and most importantly, Sunday night for Madhouse Live with Carlito.
Time. Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.